Welcome, everybody, to Lang's Boggs. I have the pleasure of having our lead striker analyst, Mr. Garcia. Well, let me have you introduce yourself, Mr. Garcia. First of all, thank you for being here with our students, and you are?
Yeah, Alberto Garcia. Thank you for having me here. I had the opportunity to know each of you face-to-face, right? I know that we exchanged a couple of conversations via email, but nice to see you and share that time with you guys.
And who do you work for?
Yeah, my name is Alberto Garcia again, front striker. My responsibility, basically, we need to emulate real threat actors that target our company to be sure that all the security defenses that we have are working as expected. Also helping the blue team get better what they are doing when we talk about, you know, the knowledge that they have, the ability that they have, the process that they follow, and the technology that we implement in the company to secure, you know, the data and asset that we have.
Absolutely.
Globally.
Just any company, your assets are your number one.
Yeah, when we talk about cybersecurity, basically we focus to protect the data, right? And data that the company used to make decisions. Right, and every system, when we talk about assets, is the system application that the company use to deliver the product to our clients.
So when we say assets, if you're an accountant, you're probably thinking financials, which is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking blueprints, you're talking patents, you're talking.
Yes.
I mean, and it could just go on and on and on. The technology that you guys are having, the R&D, the research.
Yes.
You're protecting it. And so you mentioned that you work for the red team. Can you tell us a little bit about what is a red team?
Yeah, great question. You know, basically a red team, you can see a cybersecurity role. Basically, you are focused to have the ethical hacking mindset, right? You need to understand how the thing works in the way that you can test it. You are looking for the opportunity to bypass and compromise that system, right? Looking like the cyber criminal point of view, you want to get inside the company, start looking around, identify, you know, all the critical, you know, data that will give you that profit, right? And from there, as soon as you comprehend the infrastructure, you collect the data, then you will take that data out and selling to the underground market, dark market.
There's a lot of companies that would love to have your years and years of research, your years of data, your absolutely. So you're there every day protecting it. And so is this something that you have to continue to learn and be able to be a lifelong learner in this field?
Yeah, if I see the strange, from that person, one then need to be the have that learning that never end. You need to learn every time, and it's the commitment that you need to have to continue learning.
Absolutely.
You are not curious, right? You are not in the right spot.
Yeah, curiosity is huge, right? I mean, that's big. So, and I probably should pause for a second, because not only do I have the pleasure of having Mr. Garcia with us, but I also have the pleasure of having my ACE students, standing for Advanced Cyber Essentials students that are working on getting certifications. And well, let me have you guys introduce yourself. We'll start left to right here. You are, young man.
Hi, I'm Carson Linzinger. I'm working on my Ethical Hacking Essential Certification.
Awesome.
My name is Dominic Radovich. I'm also working on my Ethical Hacking Certification, as well as my PC Pro Certification.
My name is Caden Lee. I'm also working on my Ethical Hacking Essential Certification, as well as my Security Pro Certification.
And you know, I should probably add, what certification do you have already?
And I already have my PC Pro Certification.
And Carson, you do as well?
Yes.
Your PC Pro, awesome. You are, sir?
I'm Zach Press. I'm working on my Network Defense Essential Certification and PC Pro Certification.
I'm Brady Caribou. I just got my Network Defense Essential Certification, and I have my PC Pro, and I'm currently working on my Security Pro right now.
I'm Elle Green. I am currently working on my Digital Forensics Essentials. I already have my PC Pro certification, and I'm also working on my Security Pro at another school.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you for being here. One of our students that can't be here today, Witten Smith, he got his certification in Network Defense Essentials as well. And I believe he's starting to look at his ethical hacking essentials. So again, thank you guys for being here, because without you guys, we wouldn't even be having this podcast now, right? So I know Mr. Garcia is very thankful for you. We're very thankful for him helping and Stryker helping us supply us with the curriculum for us to learn and grow. And what I'm jealous of, Mr. Garcia, is these guys are in high school, right?
Yes.
These guys have a great, great future in front of them through this path. And so one of the things that we kind of talked about and would like to talk about today is careers, because they're getting ready to graduate. A little round of applause. Go ahead, round of applause, everybody. Getting ready to graduate here very shortly. We are ending up April into May. I got great smiles on our face.
Is an entire team of seniors.
It's entire team of seniors right here. Absolutely. So they've been through this. All right. And so you want to kind of talk about maybe careers and opportunities maybe after they walk out of this room where it all began. So careers. What options do these young kids have, or what paths maybe do you recommend them going through as they enter the next stage of their educational careers?
Well, I would say that these depend of, you know, what they want to pursue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cybersecurity is very broad, right? You have so many opportunities there. Can be digital forensic one, can be like ethical hacking that will drive you to be a pen tester or be a red team operator, right? And continue growing in that career path. Or also, you can have some foundation knowledge as ethical hacker, but then you want to move to the blue side of the house that is network defender, right? Or incident responder. Or you want to, design, new solutions, how to secure the company, you identify the gaps, and you want that had vision, for the future, you can be a cybersecurity architect, right?
Mm-hmm.
You will bring this new solution integration with the system tool or replace the current solution that we have in the company and make that improvement. One of the things that talking about, the architecture point of view is that most of the company, they focus in the technology. However, you can be a cybersecurity architect, focus how we can improve, our people and processes, mm-hmm. right? I like
what you just said there. How can we improve our people? Because obviously you're going to have some very intelligent people coming in with some great skills.
Mm-hmm.
But those skills are only going to take them so far, and they have to continue to learn, continue
yes.
to understand those skills. And it seems like everyone, whenever I watch the news, I always hear the word cybersecurity. We need cybersecurity professionals. This is happening. These threats are happening.
Mm-hmm.
This person's getting compromised. So do you find the field of cybersecurity, as I believe a lot of these young brilliant minds want to go into, do you feel the career opportunities are vast and good for them to find a job in this field?
Yeah, yeah.
And to excel at it?
Yeah, I can say you going to the World Economy Forum, basically they had the list of the future job role, right? You can see in the top three, cybersecurity is there.
Cybersecurity is top three.
It's integrated. It's part of our life today.
Mm-hmm.
They have in the top one artificial intelligence and data mining, right? This emerging technologies, right? That need to be secure.
And it just come up on us that quick.
Yes.
I mean, we knew it was coming,
yeah.
But all of a sudden it's here.
Yeah. Also, another thing that you verify a lot of opportunity. Only in U.S., we have more than 500,000 of open positions. And I have a mentee right now, he's working, let's say, with National Security Agency. He completed his master's degree because he wants to have his master's degree, but also he has certification, and he landing entry level position there, $85,000.
Yeah.
No experience.
And that's starting.
Yeah, this is entry level, right? Hey, he has some
internship. I love teaching, but my entry level was not $80,000, I will tell you that. Nor is it right now. So that's sitting where I'm sitting now. So that's entry level, you know, that's walking in the door.
Yeah, no experience, at least two internship, right? His master's degree, he gets certification, and he's just, you know, start with $85,000.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a you are interested in cyber security, it's a good time. You have a lot of opportunities. The company they are looking for, you know, a smart, you know, culture fit resources in a way that they can secure, you know, their service, the data, the company overall.
So I like how you talked about cultural fit. Can you maybe elaborate on kind of what, because a lot of us, you guys there, as we went to our, the Cyber Summit conference over in Michigan, where some cybersecurity professionals from all over Michigan and our government nationally were there, a lot of them talked about communication, being able to communicate and talk and being able to present findings and also being able to write. We were just talking about note-taking this morning with Mr. Garcia, you know, about the importance of that in writing reports and also being able to talk and fit into a company's culture. You mind elaborating a little bit on that for us?
Yeah, I can give the sample for Stryker. Again, Stryker is a global company. We have more than 40,000 employees around the world. Multiple clients globally, right? One of value, basically, the first one is integrity.
Integrity.
Yeah.
Huge.
You know, you do what you say, right? You made a commitment. You need to meet that commitment, right? All these are people. You know, we are basically commit as a company to develop our talents. Have that collaboration, integration with you in the team. You are not working in silo. Right. We are basically reinforced and also working with our team to have that integration collaboration, because it's the only way, right? You can have multiple teams. You're working as a silo. You are not, you know, doing that efficient level that you are looking for. Because, for example, we have digital forensic, we have ethical hacking and network defender, right? We need to talk. You know, we need to exchange the information that we have. The output from your side will be the input from you to develop and do new researches, right? And the only way that when we talk about continuous improvement, it's not only about helping, you know, the team to get better in the knowledge and skills that they have, but also it's about how we can improve in overall as a company to protect, you know, our company and be more efficient, be that engine that basically is maximizing, right, what we are doing. These are all the things that I noticed that you can see when we talk about company in the 500 level, that they don't see it, right?
We're talking Fortune 500 companies.
Yes.
We're talking Not your average, your small company down the road. We're talking big guys.
Well, in Stryker, we notice, right? We notice that, we need to pay focus in what I call three main components. When information security, that how we called before, is, you know, the people, our process and technology.
Yeah.
See, they need the key.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, again, working within your team, but also, like you mentioned, you know, within other teams to for the best good of the company.
Mm-hmm.
So some great points here. Curious from my ACE students here. We have a cybersecurity professional sitting right in front of us. What great questions may you have for Mr. Garcia this morning?
Like, when would you say you should start getting internships in, like, the field? Like, because obviously, like, right now, as seniors, sometimes mm-hmm. it's hard to get positions in. Like, we could get probably a help desk position somewhere, mm-hmm. but trying to get a job, or not even a job, but an internship mm-hmm. or, like, a, you know, work study kind of thing mm-hmm. With a big company in their cybersecurity division is a little bit hard because, you know, we don't have any college mm-hmm. experience. So should we start after our freshman year, or should we wait a little longer so we have more experience?
Well, I would say if you have the opportunity, you say, like, working in the helpdesk, right? It's not that really related to cybersecurity, but it is a starting point, right? Mm-hmm. You need to have some experience. The key here is understand how the company work, right? In the way that you can scale and apply what you learn. And also how the system work. And that entry level position, I can tell you, when I started, I don't have really opportunity when I was in the college. Was in my high school, that doesn't, yeah. we don't know about cybersecurity, right? But yeah, I don't have that opportunity like you can have now. However, I started in Stryker as IT specialist, basically helpless.
Yeah.
But that helped me to understand how the company work, especially in manufacturing, that is my experience. That is the heart from the company, you know. Mm-hmm. We have the design on the product, we develop the product, right? And we manufacturing the product.
Yeah.
And then we deliver the product. I understand how the company work. And then from the system point of view, I understand, okay, how critical is, you know, that particular system. Yeah. Where we have the, you know, most important data, because we have different categories for the data, right? Some of them can be sensitive, other can be confidential, other can be public, because we share with the community.
Right.
Yeah, you had the opportunity, take it. Yeah, I understand your point. Not all the companies, they have a program where we can bring on board high school students that yeah. they are like here in that more advanced program, you know, for computer science, working in cybersecurity. Not all of them have, but you can find this company.
And just to let you guys know, again, without you guys, conversations wouldn't be started. And conversations are being started right mm-hmm. now, all right? They're happening, all right? And again, it takes time. We wish it would, because I'm very impatient. When I want to buy something, I want it now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It'll get there. And again, without you guys, so again, that apprenticeship this summer that MyTech is looking for, man, even if you go through the interview process and you don't get it, the interview process is so critical. So you can go back and say, okay, what are some things that I need to work on? And because a lot of times they will let you know. Again, when Cam got his job, he wasn't the best qualified there, but his personal skills, his excitement, his willing to say, hey, I will learn whatever I need to do. Mm-hmm. I will do whatever I need to do to strive in this job. So again, we've got that apprenticeship. I hope you guys have applied for it. I sent everybody that link. I hope you did. All right, that's over this summertime. Those are going to be huge for some of you going to college. I know Western has they're always looking for tech help. Always. All right, always on their website. Hey, we need tech help. Please come and apply. So wherever you might be going, look at those, look for those entry-level jobs and resume builders.
Yeah, other things, you don't need to be in the cybersecurity position to mm-hmm. apply what you learn.
Absolutely.
You know, if you are hungry, if you have the passion to do it, apply that knowledge in the role that you are working, and they will notice.
Yeah, and I can see that will open the, right, like,
yeah,
you
that will open,
notice.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, tech help. Okay, we need you over here. I see you've got this portfolio. You've done all this. You know what this stuff means. You've got these. Let's move you over to this part of our technology team, you know.
Yeah, very important is that you own your development. You mm-hmm. know, you own, you know, where you want to go. If you demonstrate where you are, you know, for sure the opportunities for you in that place and another, you know, place will be open for you. Mm-hmm. Because it's not only about a position, right? It's you are driving to do better, right? You also have the opportunity to do networking.
Yeah.
And that networking also will, you know,
And we're not talking about plugging in cables and networking, right?
It's a people networking.
People. A lot of it is people, man, just networking with people. Awesome. So, great question.
But
great question.
Yeah, let me, to your point, Elise, you know, bring high school students to the company is something like new, you know, for most of the company. That's why they focus in the college level. But when my time in pharma, I saw that they, you know, basically they identify a student with the capacity, you know, because they excel what they are doing in the high school, and they bring the opportunity to have internship. You know, they very selective, but they, you know, bring the student, and they had the opportunity to rotate inside the Security Operation Center. I think that basically, as Mr. Lynch mentioned here, the conversation just started. And I think that there will be opportunity, you know, in the future, you know, close in the future, that we can do that too.
And again, thank you guys for being here. I know, again, that kind of stinks. Well, we're, dang it, I wish, you know, I wish we had that opportunity. And I get that from a lot of seniors that have gone up and graduated. Man, now you guys are going to be doing this and that. Without you guys, again, these conversations would never be started because we don't have the talent pool, where you guys are now part of our talent pool.
Yeah.
So.
Other thing that I would say, another recommendation I can give to you is that don't focus also in internship. It's good, but if you don't find internship now, you have a lot of open source community projects that are globally.
Oh, that's a great point.
And that will give you the opportunity to work with person around the world, right? That they speak different language like you, right? Like me, I am from Puerto Rico. My main language is not English, it's Spanish. But I'm working for many years to get better on that one. Had that communication with you. I never imagined that we'll have that conversation with you right now.
In English.
in English. But yeah, that opened to you that mindset, right? Had the opportunity to working with diverse population.
Well, I can tell you this, from meeting you 5-6 years ago to where your English is amazing. You've done great.
Thank you.
So, like you said, hey, there's so many open source opportunities out there, so it doesn't have to say a company in front of it. You know, like you said, we were talking very quickly about Discord this morning and about Slack. I guarantee there's probably so many people, so many just ideas out there that you can work with people and willing to, because obviously this world is very small with the internet, right?
Yes.
Is that correct? Because again, you're in this field, right? You know more about those, but I bet you there are a lot of opportunities.
Yes.
On those
again, is we talk about doing networking with people, right?
Right.
If you keep in this type of community, you will see so many opportunities because they will know you, how do you work, right? And they will offer to you a position for sure. Another way that you can get the experience is let's continue working together as a team and pick a competition. You know, how many competitions we have that is sponsored by so many companies, right? The intention of the competition is not only compete, right? The company, they are doing that because they want to identify, okay, that is the, you know, this is the resource that I need, you know, for that position. That basically had the opportunity to evaluate you. It's not only your expertise in that particular, you know, let's say working in the forensic or ethical hacker, but how you working as a team, you know.
Yeah.
You had that leadership, you know, talent, they are looking for that too. It's basically competition is how we evaluate them and select. It's like hiring process for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tool that they use to identify, okay, I have so many positions here, that what I need from them, let me make the offer.
Yeah, so I like how you competitions are great. So as we're trying to evolve our certification course as well, Elle gave me some great ideas. So next year, because right now it's okay, Monday through Friday, five mm-hmm. days a week, come in here every day, open up your resources and study, prepare, study, watch, study, you know, this mm-hmm. and that. Where as a high school student, it can get very monotonous on a mm-hmm. daily basis. And it's exciting at first, but that excitement wears off after a while.
Okay.
And it's, so Elle came up with this great idea of she loved our research and development opportunity that I have in my computer science mm-hmm. course, my computer science software engineering course. And so we were talking and kind of came, hey, well, how about like a Wednesday? So we got Monday, Tuesday preparing, Wednesday, hey, they pick a research and development project that they would like to pursue within their, you know, area of study and work on that, whether it's with our networking here, whether it's with our small computers, our little Raspberry, setting up different projects that they could use to further educate themselves outside of just their studies. And then Thursday, Friday, get back to the grind, whatever, but a little bit way to break it up. And so... where you're, and I like where you're saying, hey, competition, you know, working as a team, that could be something too that they could on a Wednesday, hey, let's try to find an online competition that we can work as a team to conquer, you know, because I know they have like Hack the Box and stuff like that. I mean, and they have other competitions, you know, the CTF, Capture the Flag, PICO CTF,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And those types of things. But, you know, we're, hey, well, let's get together as a team and see what we can do as a team to enter competitions and stuff like that. So where obviously, I can imagine the simple answer is the internet. But, like, these competitions that you are talking about, because I don't scour the internet for these competitions, I wish I had more time to do so. Is there a certain location where we can go to find some really good competitions that they can start? Because, again, we're just getting into the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not up here, but do you recommend like the PICO CTFs, the Hack the Boxes and stuff like that? Or
yeah, again, most of the competition are online, right?
Right.
Some other they offer in the conference, right? I can say I had the opportunity to last 2 years, you know, travel to Las Vegas to DEFCON, right? You know about DEFCON, hacking conference, right?
We wanted to go, and I think that was the one that we were.
It was GurrCon.
GurrCon. Kind of
and
a
then the school was like
Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids.
Yes.
But our school was like,
mature for you.
Yeah.
I will be there. Hopefully this year.
But like I told you, they can go
calendar.
On their
yeah.
their own great conference.
Yes. Yes.
To go to.
Yeah, they improve when. Yeah, I relocated to Michigan 2016. I was there the first time. Was a small, but now is a you know bigger conference, and it's getting better. But yeah, so security conference like that. They offer also Capture the Flag competition. It's good because you know that again.
Yeah,
you came there with the team. You will know the community. You made that. Partnership with them, only for competition, right? You have the opportunity to win, right? You will be recognized in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the good start. Talking about communities, looking for community chapter. Most of the was here, for example.
Who was here?
The Sioux, I don't know if they're still there, but I met with the doctor that they lead the Sioux SEC say chapter or club for cybersecurity here, and they get together one time, two times during the month. They get good start, but also ISACA, ICS Square, they have chapters where they get together during the month.
And I like how you talked about clubs, because as you guys are going off to the next chapter of your life, going back to Alex Peterson, he is over at Baker College in cybersecurity, and his whole thing is email. And but he said they have a great cyber club or a computer club
mm-hmm.
that they go to, and he's like, that's where I lived. You know, I went to that club and I met a lot, networking, meeting a lot of people that know a lot of things. He goes, I thought I knew a lot and I knew this much, you know, but getting with those people. So as you guys go off, look for those clubs, look for those opportunities. Western's club right here, computer science, it's open to the community. It's not just Western students. It is open to anybody that wants to go in there. Now, obviously, Western's a 20, 30 minute drive from here or whatever, but great opportunities. They meet on Thursday nights. Mr. Rand talked about it. We had Mr. Rand from our IT advisory committee come and talk with them. Kate went and did a tour of their facility and stuff like that. So great relationships that are being built, but continue those, because those clubs are, you'll learn a lot, right?
Yep. Yeah. Again, you open for new opportunities that they can offer to you. Yeah, other thing that I want to share is the persistence that you have and the consistency. You know, it's not only for competition, but also in your life, right? You develop your career path, you identify what are the objectives that you have for phases, right? You cannot, as I say, you cannot eat the elephant one time, right? You need to buy phases. Mm-hmm. You need to, you know, define a small objective or goals that you want to achieve in your career. And it's like the letter, right? Just go step by step.
Yeah.
But you keep that persistence and consistency what you are doing, you will be able to achieve that.
Yeah, I like that, because hey, right now you guys all have great goals of passing and getting certified and stuff, and those are amazing goals that you set out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's my next level? Some of you know, some of you are still trying to find that out, which is great. But like you say, hey, persistence and set those small goals. What's your goal here when you get to this location in your life? What's your goal there? Set those goals. And don't have those goals here. Put them up here. And, you know, set them high for yourself.
Yeah, another advice is identify a technical mentor. Or a mentor, basically, depending what you want to do, right? Looking for that person that you see, okay, he is in the position that I want to be in certain time, right? Make that connection, right? Looking for that mentor that will help you provide the guidance in the way that you can achieve your goal.
Absolutely.
That mentor can be, it's not really the same, but sometimes can be the sponsor. If that person know you well, right, and that person see, you know, that yes, that person will be a future Nest security professional.
Yeah.
And that person will be talking from you to another, and also another opportunity for you that will be coming, right?
Yeah. And I like, because you mentioned at the beginning, networking.
Yep.
I mean, this world is filled with it, you know, knowing the right people. Yes, being at the right spot at the right time is nice as well. But networking, knowing people in the field, and hey, finding that person in that job. Hey, that's where I want to be. Because even Father Time isn't stopping, right? Eventually, we'll be phased out, and new people will be coming in. So you know, so
and
find
like,
that person.
I agree with you guys with like all of that. Like for me, for my like networking stuff, like. I went to my campus and I got to meet with our tour guide, obviously, because we were toured around the campus of the college that I'm going to. And then after that, they gave us our like advisor, whoever would possibly be our advisor. And I was able to just like be like, hey, can I talk to somebody who is, you know, at this place who is possibly going to be in my degree, or can I talk to like a professor that I could talk to? And like they were so willing to like introduce me to so many people, and so I got introduced to somebody who was in the field, and then that girl, she actually took me directly to the dean of cybersecurity at my college, and I was able to have like an hour-long meeting with him, and it was incredible. And I was able to, you know, talk to these people, and then I saw them again when I had a meeting for all of the kids in the Midwest who are now going to this college or possibly going to this college. Mm-hmm. And both my advisor and the student that I met were there, and the student was like, hey, I can give you like a sponsorship scholarship, essentially, where after I graduate I can, like, give your name to the scholarship committee and be like, hey, this is a student that I met who's coming here. Mm-hmm. And, like,
yeah.
Even meeting other students, like, they could provide you with so many opportunities.
Because they've,
like,
been there. They
were
the
previously in your shoes. So,
yeah.
Like, trying to find mentors outside of, like, in jobs and stuff, but also, like, in the small-knit group of, mm-hmm. like, the people that you're going to be spending time with or people who were previously
absolutely.
In your position. Because, like, Mr. Lang said, like, they were where you are now, and they just want to help you, so.
Yeah, and it goes back to our soft skills. Again, thank goodness I had my grandfather always told me, hey, no one's going to advocate for you. No
that's
one
true.
Is. They,
that's true.
You know what I'm saying? No one's going to go, Mayor Garcia, I think he should take my job. And no, you have to advocate for yourself. So for L to go and talk with that student, get out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably not going to come over and talk to you. You have to start that relationship,
mm-hmm.
start that conversation. And again, I understand where it may be out of our comfort zone, but we have to, because once Elle started that conversation with that student, next minute she's sitting down with the dean of cybersecurity. That just doesn't happen if Elle sat there.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen. They're not going to go, hey, you come with me. I'm
mm-hmm.
gonna, it happens because of her soft skills and her ability to, and willingness.
Mm-hmm. And I was able to get all of their contact information too. Like, I got both her telephone number and her email, and
yeah.
I got the dean's email, and like,
and
I was
don't forget
able
to send thank you letters,
yes,
as
yeah.
I mentioned
yeah.
to these
and,
guys.
Like,
yeah. Thank you letters can go
uh-huh.
a long,
yes. yeah.
long way.
And so, like, being able to just, like, keep communication with the student, and like, she was telling me, like, even she was telling me about internships that she was getting, and she was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I applied, you know, to like NCIS and for an internship, and they just gave me a position there.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah.
she was like, I'm going to start working there soon, and here's some other places that I've done internships where, like, the people were really cool, and it's, like,
doors
it's just,
will open.
Yeah, it's amazing to, like, have this information.
Yeah, that's awesome. So thank you for sharing that, Elle. I mean, that's huge. And so, hey, guys, I know we've been here for a little bit. I wouldn't mind, and you don't have to answer this question if you do not want to, but I know some of you guys kind of have an idea. You may not know 100%, but maybe idea of what your next few years are going to look like. And I'll probably start with Elle here, because Elle, you got you worked with Mr. Garcia here and talking to him a little bit about your next stage of your life.
Yeah.
And through some great conversations with him and your parents and a lot of research, you were accepted where?
Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Prescott, Arizona.
Very cool, with a
yeah.
smile on her face. I love it. Congratulations. People
yeah.
just don't, you know, get there. I mean, that's hard work, so congratulations. And do you know what you maybe want to go into or study? Or?
Well, the degree that I'm going into, I want to get a bachelor's degree in cyber intelligence and security.
Very cool.
And I have... I'm honestly not quite sure if I want to
sure.
go into the government or if I want to go to the private sector.
Small
yet.
Goals, right?
Yeah.
Set these
like
goals
so far, the goal is graduate from high school, graduate from college, you know. But the school has very good opportunities for internships. They're very connected to a lot of different places. And I also have some family friend connections. We have a friend in Chicago who... works with a crypto company, and he was like, we have a cybersecurity division if you want to come work with us and do a summer internship after your freshman year of college. And it's like, you know, like you said, just like networking, like just even tapping like people who you know who are family friends and being like, hey, do you know anybody? Like,
mm-hmm.
and like he was like, oh yeah, just like come and work for us. And I was like, it's like, I'm not even college yet. but it's like,
yeah.
I'm very happy that I was able to have, you know,
yeah.
all of this experience that I've gotten here, because freshman year, I had no idea what I wanted to go into. I mean, I started taking computer science classes to get credits so that I could graduate, and I figured out that it was what I loved. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, being able to have like a mentor like you, Mr. Garcia, and like have somebody who could help you kind of find your way in a
mm-hmm.
huge
yeah.
sea, you know, of like
that's
opportunities
awesome.
Is... incredible. So
well, congratulations,
I'm
and we're happy for you, trust
yeah.
us
yeah,
we
yeah.
are happy
yeah.
for you
yeah.
Anybody else want to yeah there you go, golf clap there, very nice. Anybody else want to share with maybe their path?
So I'm
and you are
Caden Lee.
Hey,
and
Caden.
My path that I'm going into is I'm going to be going to KVCC for a year for cheaper transferable classes, and
hey.
Then going to Western
great.
Yes, in the new cybersecurity program that they have there. And I, as it was said earlier, I went and did a tour of Western, and it just seemed like it seemed like it'd be a really great opportunity. There were a lot of like clubs, and they all needed cybersecurity and computer science people to do everything, basically. They didn't have enough people, and it just seemed like a great place to go, and I decided to go there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Again, we had a great guest speaker, part of our CTE, our Career and Technical Ed IT Advisory Team, Mr. Chris Rand from Western, came in and a great speaker. To quote one of my students, he should write a book because he gave us a lot of great information. So it was great to kind of have him. And so congratulations. That's awesome that you kind of have small goals set out for you for the next few years, and you know where that's going to take you. Awesome. Thank you, Kate. Anybody else like to tell us a little bit about their path?
I don't know if people are looking at me, but I guess I'll go. But,
right, and you are?
I'm Brady Caribou.
Hey, Brady.
I plan on going into the Air National Guard after high school. It's for cybersecurity. I just need to pass another test here, and I should hopefully get into my school of choice in the military.
Awesome.
So, that's after me. I'm planning on a 6-year enlistment, and then after that, I think the private sector is probably where it's going to be at for me.
Yeah, and so. That's the opportunities and the education that you'll get, the networking that you'll have, and so this kind of also started. Kind of go back to what Elle was saying. My freshman year, I had no idea. Your sophomore year, Brady, we had a guest speaker, and his name was.
He was Micah Sage,
previous Gull Lake student.
Yep.
Who's doing your pro?
He's doing
kind of what
he's
you're
doing,
into.
Same, pretty much the same path. There's just like there's two branches or like two schools for this, like one big school, I guess. And I'm just going on the other side of it, pretty much. So,
awesome. Well, congratulations again. That's amazing. I'm very proud of all you guys. And anybody else have a idea of what they might be doing the next couple of years? All right. And you are?
I'm Dominic Radulich.
Hey, Dominic.
So I committed to go to the University of Hawaii. For to study computer science.
News to
it's awesome. I also got a scholarship to a 3-year scholarship fully paid to go there from ROTC. So I'll also be an ROTC cadet.
Okay.
So I'll be going to the Army afterwards, maybe somewhere in the cyber field. So I'm not 100% sure yet about that. So, but yeah.
Small goals, right? Yeah. You got the next few years kind of going there. Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's awesome. So definitely, and sorry to cut us off because I do want to maybe hear from a couple others. We want to continue that relationship that you guys have that started here with us here back at Gull Lake Community Schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to continue to do the video conferencing to where you can talk, hey, what you're doing and what doors have opened for you and. Because that's amazing. Anybody else?
Hi, I'm Carson Linzinger.
Hey, Carson.
I'm looking to go to a community college for the next 2 years just to get basic classes out of the way for a good price.
Great choice.
And then I'm looking at either Western Michigan or Ferris State for a cybersecurity degree.
Awesome, because you went up to Ferris to a cyber camp. Was that last summer? Time flies.
Yeah, it was 2 summers.
So time flies. So, and you start building some relationships with those professors and stuff like that. Excellent. Well, that's great. Alrighty. So thank you guys for give it, because that's awesome, and really appreciate that you guys. Again, though, we're going to be asking you guys. To pay it forward, right? Continue to talk. With the technology we have with video conferencing now, we would definitely appreciate that here. I know Mr. Garcia would appreciate that. I definitely do as we move forward because, again, you guys have definitely set the foundation. So kind of brings a tear to my eye that you guys are heading off and doing amazing things. I know, again, Mr. Garcia and I are very proud. And this all started with an email from this guy. You know, what, 6 years ago, 5-6 years ago?
Almost seven
now?
Yeah.
Almost seven. Just started with an email and a relationship that has been built, and it's only going to get stronger because of you guys. So Well, you guys, any final comments or questions or anything as we're going to kind of wrap up another great episode, I think one of the best episodes of Lang's Boggs. Our bunch of geeks with great smiles on their faces getting ready to graduate. So proud. Anything else that you want to add?
I would just say, like, for me, just exploring every option that you have. Like, especially at Gull Lake here, we have so many different computer science classes, and, like, most of us have taken every single one of them.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, I'm not as much into programming as I am with cybersecurity, but I took our advanced computer science class, and I did all of, like, the JavaScripting and, you know, all of that Android stuff that we did, and, like, it honestly just helped to show me, like, here's something that I can do, but here's something that I would love to do even more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and especially with, like, our Cyber Patriot Club, like, Mr. Lang let me come in my freshman year when I wasn't even in cybersecurity and, like, just, like, watch all of these kids do what they were doing, and it helped me kind of enter into the gateway that is cybersecurity. And
mm-hmm.
so just taking out every single opportunity that you are given, and, you know, even ones that you have to go out of your way to do, like, at the end of the day, having all of that experience is just going to help you.
Awesome.
So.
Well, thank you. And that kind of maybe lends into, I know questions, I thought we were wrapping up, but our CSIC, our independent certification, well, you guys had the opportunity to do what you guys wanted to do. Did you find that valuable, having that opportunity to research and do things? I got some head shaking.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, I think definitely starting off with PC Pro was very good for
us.
Was
that a great?
It was a great intro because you got a little bit of everything. You got a little bit of networking, and you got a little bit of, like, security, and, you know, all of this different stuff. And so, like, for me, like, I was not into the networking stuff, and so that really helped me, like, channel into, you know, I want to go into digital forensics or something in cyber, you know, like,
yeah.
Just so it's just another way to open up all those pathways to see what you really, really like. So
awesome. Anybody else have some great advice?
So like Mr. Garcia said, the PC Pro is basically the IT internship of certifications.
Yeah.
So it's just a great way to start off and get your foundation.
Well, that's great advice.
Yeah.
Great advice. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Well, I have a question. So
nice.
I've been waiting for everybody to clear up. But so I was doing my Security Pro certification. It's something I kind of like learned about is about honeypots. It's just something I've never heard of before.
Okay.
I just wanted some clarification on it. Like, since you're like a pen tester, so they're obviously targeted towards you people or just hackers
mm-hmm.
in general. I just want to know how it looks like, what it looks like in that, like, hacking and from like the hacking side, you know. So
okay, but the term honeypot, right? Let me clarify that. Honeypot is a system that basically mimic.
Yeah.
A real production environment, right? Can be a server, can be the whole infrastructure. But basically, it's like, okay, you can look like a sensor, but basically what you want is that if you have the cyber criminal and they are trying to move in the network, if they touch or try to compromise the system, you will know that somebody that is not authorized, right, is trying to do bad to the company.
Uh-huh.
Right, most of the time you use as a sensor, but also you can use as research. You want to understand what they do, how they behave, right?
So we're talking about how the criminals behave.
Yes.
And how they.
Yes.
So you may set up your own honeypot.
Yes.
You know, your own. This is a ghost, if you will, of your network,
mm-hmm.
and for them to work on that. And
that is a honeypot. Okay.
Yeah.
Your question is,
like, just. I don't know, how did, like, do hackers know they're in a honeypot sometimes? Like, can they figure that
out? Well, you don't configure well, you will see so many ports open in that system, and that's not common, right?
Yeah.
We go more technical, right? If we talk about Windows environment, you know what are the ports the operating system have open? 445
yeah.
is one, right? For CMB, 139. It's not only 135. You need to know that.
And I tell you what, I got my notes here because I have ports now, whether they're going through TCP or UDP and all the different ones. So the new curriculum that this guy set out on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Carson picked it up, shared with all of us. I mean, he really gets into all of those ports and knowing, to know.
Yeah,
those
you need to know the environment, right? You need to know how that behaves. Depending on the role that you assign to the system, you know what are the services that are running, right? You see the system with so many ports that are not commons, right? And you see common vulnerabilities in the system,
uh-huh.
That can be a honeypot, right? And that why it's very important. We talk before the concept was honeypot, then to the enterprise level, they change to deception.
To what?
Deception.
Deception.
Yes.
To deceive.
Yes. They get better in the way that they configure, in the way that it's more difficult
to
for the cyber criminal identify.
To recognize.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is how we use it basically.
So and honeypots will again just with AI that they're a thing. They're starting. What's going to be the next thing that they're going to come up with next? You know.
I mean, speaking of AI, we went to the data center for analytics at one of my Linux class that I take, where I take some other certifications, and we were speaking with one of the people who works there. And he was, you know, answering all of our random questions and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked him about, you know, are they using AI to, with all of the data that they have,
mm-hmm.
are they using AI to try and find, like, similarities in
yep.
processes that are going on? And he was like, yes, like, we've started to do that a little bit. Have you guys started doing that in your Stryker division to kind of, like,
yes.
try and figure out processes that continuously happen?
Yeah, but I can say yes.
Yes. Okay. Some stuff he doesn't want to get to, but yes.
Yeah, the answer is yes. In my point of view, right, how I see, because we talk about artificial intelligence, but artificial intelligence for me is the umbrella, right? Inside artificial intelligence, you have some different components. One of them is machine learning and data analytics.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that we are using, you know, right now. Especially because we talk about millions, billions of data points, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible as a human, right, to start identifying patterns in all this data, right? I told you because I have my personal experience working on that. And the first thing that I want to know, you know, using this type of model is, okay, can we group it? That is one of the techniques. Can you group for similar characteristics? Can you stack, you know, can put in order? Basically, you want to understand what is the baseline. Is that possible? That take time. After you identify what is the baseline, then you can see, okay, these are outlier, right? And from the outlier, can be up, can be down, then you start understand, okay, can I grouping, can I stacking? What are the common characteristics that I can see for that particular data point in that certain time in my environment? Normally, I like to do 24 hours, analyze 24 hours of data using the tactile model, and then it's when the human factor came in place, because I know, you know, with artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, other AI is there from video, pictures, too. That for me is a tool that the company now is merging technology
mm-hmm.
that we need to understand better in the way that we apply, because we talk about if we decide or not put our data in that system, because it's a service that we will consume, right? That they other privacy and compliance and regulatory requirements too. But for my personal point of view, it's a tool that the company will use at some point when we talk about AI. But right now, data analytics, machine learning, that is a component from artificial intelligence that we already use. It's very helpful, right? In the way that you have time in that process, looking for the process, right? You have a lot of data, too much noise. You need to establish the baseline. Then, as soon as you identify what are the outliers, then is the human factor. You, as an analyst, that had the knowledge about your environment, you will determine, okay, what are the next steps that I need to do?
Mm-hmm. Yep, so that's where we'll always need humans, because like he said, I mean, even though we have this machine learning, you know, where he mentioned, hey, where's the baseline? Because And I don't know if I'm in the same ballpark here, but obviously, if as human attackers, humans eventually need to sleep. Humans eventually need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
They need to use, you know, we're humans, right? Do machines need to do that?
Mm-mm.
So where's that baseline, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if we're being, you know, to get that, okay, to determine where this, you know, is it an artificial intelligence? Is it a human? Is it?
Yeah, but I see at some point we'll be there.
Yeah.
That will, you know, when we talk about computer science, basically you are looking to replace a human, right? At some point we'll be there, but.
Yeah, yeah.
They start working that one.
Yep. So again, you know, where that lifelong learning, you know, back when Mr. Garcia again was in high school, cybersecurity, what's that? Well, now it's here. Well, we've heard of AI since a long time ago. You know, they had small phone, but now it's a different world,
yeah,
right?
You can,
so
you can see it. You
can
talk to AI
chat and Snapchat that you can text with.
Like. Oh yeah, we just loaded up our Python Repl-it. You know, remember programming in Repl-it? And now there's AI right there. What do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you want to do. I'll write it for you. You know. So part of me is like, no. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
but I had that experience, right? I'm making questions, but. It's great, getting better, right?
Yeah.
But you need to challenge about the answer that they give to you.
Sure.
Right?
Is everything on the internet right? You know what I'm saying? So is the answer that they're giving right? Because obviously they're just pulling their data off of the data that's on the network now, right? They don't have a magical cloud out there that's just the know-all, right? They don't. What they know is what's on the internet now. You know, that's...
Mm-hmm.
So great questions.
Yeah.
Great questions,
thank
you guys. Love these questions.
Anything else?
Rocking and rolling?
Well, for me, from a striker, for myself, thank you very much for the opportunity. Again, you are not here. We cannot be here, right?
Right.
Thank you for your commitment with the program. Thank you for the passion that you demonstrate, you know, for that time, dedicate your spare time, right?
Mm-hmm.
To do that, and looking for SL in your career, you know, we are here to support you, right? After you graduate, you know, you have our my contact information. It's not only me, right? Behind me, we have the team that is about 100 person just in working in cybersecurity and Striker. Plus, you have all the Striker community behind that too, and the support from the leadership for the program.
Yeah, and that we thank you, because again, you guys, I know some of you have reached out to Mr. Garcia quite often, some of us a little bit, some of us not so much, and that's fine. I mean, everybody's got different paths and goals or whatever, but just realize that we've got a great resource right here. And so as you guys head off from Go Late, his contact information isn't going to change, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He'll be there, and he loves to teach. Again, that's where it started 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Hey, how can we start this Cyber Patriot up, Mr. Lyon? Like, Cyber, what is this stuff, you know? How can we start this up? He wants to teach. This guy is an educator, all right? He loves to teach, and that's all he talks about is how can we educate? How can we educate? So I'm very blessed to have him with us. So thank you. I believe that's probably our time up with the course, and these guys got to take off. So again, thank you guys for being here. Congratulations, everybody, for graduating. Mr. Garcia, thank you for being on Links Blogs. And we are out.